This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. What's up?
It's a Thursday morning, just feeling good, getting groovy. We finally finished off the season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills last night. It feels, I didn't hate this season or anything, but it just feels like it's time,
Wow, I've never thought I'd hear you say that. That's funny. It's definitely time, especially because when you have one too many episodes of the reunion, too many thoughts occur. And now I have a different look on things and opinions, and we will talk about that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like a Housewives season, obviously some seasons are better than others. Some have more I would say this season was most notable because of how major the drama was on and off the show in terms of the whole Brandi and Denise situation and how that went down. But that didn't necessarily translate to a great season of Housewives.
I agree, because like other franchises that we see, you see aspects of everyone's life and drama and everyone has their storylines. And I feel like we're at that point of Beverly Hills where it's all come into one. And there's one storyline that has made everyone involved. And the audience, speaking for everyone, doesn't like that. We want to see what's going on in everyone's life.
I wrote an article, which I think will be published today. Hopefully, look out for it, about where Beverly Hills should go from here in terms of casting. I'm sorry. Just had a lump in my throat.
Dylan just vomited on camera.
Oh my God. No, don't spread. You have to stop spreading life altering rumors about me. Name that housewife.
Wait, but are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
That was Shannon Bedore.
Okay.
I feel like we've gotten to the point where it's everybody rallies around one storyline, and no matter how interesting that is, that's not enough to sustain a good, compelling season. And we see on Potomac, which obviously we will continue talking about, we have so much going on. It's we have just that lake house trip. We had Wendy and Ashley getting in this huge fight, and then Monique and Candace have their shit. And there's the stuff with Ashley and her husband. And it's there's so many things, whereas on Beverly Hills, it's we keep coming back to this spot of we're going to spend 9 episodes talking about this one thing.
Yeah.
And it's something's got to change.
Yeah, we're over it. You know what I did find most interesting about last night, though, is that the women, Lisa Rinna, were ganging up on Denise So, and no one even mentioned Brandi last night. Last night's third and final part of the reunion had nothing to do with Brandi Glanville. So to me, that was most interesting.
It's funny, actually. Yeah, you're right, because I feel like we watched part two and we were oh, that was kind of boring. Not that much happened. They'll probably get to the really good stuff in part three. That's usually what they do. They save it. And then I was looking at my notes from last night, and I'm that didn't really happen. Of course, it's all connected because there's not much else to talk about. But yeah, they didn't really get to the bottom of it. And I think it's tough because ideally part three would have been Brandi comes out and they hash it out. But obviously that wasn't an option.
No, and so it does not.
The thing is, it's like, whatever you feel about Brandy, I do think this reunion suffered from not having her there, because it just felt like, I mean, it's just an elephant in the room, and obviously they were talking about it, but, you know, it's never going to feel resolved. And, you know, Brandy's still on social media, like, you know, yapping about, I didn't get to tell my side, Denise had a lot to say about me, and it's like, you know, it is what it is, and it's not going to be resolved at this point.
Yeah, Dylan, I kind of agree with you in the sense that the reunion suffered, but also I feel like the do you hear my dog barking in the background? I'm sorry.
I do hear your dog barking.
He's all the way downstairs too. The season, I don't want to say completely suffered, but the season itself, a little had a little bit of suffering because Brandy wasn't on it, you know, as a cast member, because it does impact the rest of the Housewives when the main drama and the main problem had to do with someone who wasn't a cast member. I will not stop talking about that. I'm sorry. It just like is a huge impact
on the show. Well, and it's funny
because
then Denise is using that as like a tactic when she's saying she wanted the footage removed from the show. She was saying that like one of her main reasons is that Brandy's not a cast member on the show. And it's like, okay, but she still signed a release and sat down in front of the camera and filmed. Yep. Like it doesn't, at that point, it's like, the whole thing of who's a cast member is kind of arbitrary, because it's like, we know that Bravo does that. Like they use people, they bring in people all the time. Bravo's only goal is to create the product that we're watching. They don't care about, oh, well, Brandy wasn't getting this paycheck, so we probably shouldn't use her scene. It's like, no, that's what editors do. Like,
imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
Yeah, so we could start off with the whole drama between Denise and Aaron. I feel like this whole episode was just attacking Denise. I really do. I've said in the past that the whole sexual encounter, I am team Brandy. I believe Brandy. In all other aspects, I'm kind of, I'm team Denise. Like, I don't feel the way that the women treated her were fair, calling out Lisa Rinna specifically. I thought last night's behavior was absolutely disgusting. I will say that. I thought it was horrible and I was mortified because she was being so mean to her that it was actually like affecting me. I don't know if you feel that way. I was so taken back by how she was bullying Denise on television, and that's how I felt. That's how I feel. You can't change that.
Lisa, yeah, I mean, at the end of the season, it's just like kind of a bad taste in my mouth about how Lisa Rinna does business, I'll say. That it's like,
yes. It's
so, because they were talking last night about how they've been friends for 30 years or whatever, and Lisa's saying that she doesn't regret anything, and Andy's like, well, don't you regret that your friendship of 30 years is like over? And she's like, well, I mean, yeah, of course that, but it's like, okay, but I don't actually believe that you really feel any type of way about not being friends with Denise anymore, because you had literally a million chances where you could have done the different thing to protect that friendship. So Lisa Rinna is doing her like annoying thing of owning it and like whatever. And then Kyle, like 100 times last night, was talking about needing to be honest. And we just have to be honest. And I think once everyone's honest, and it's like, that's, it's just so annoying because it's like, Kyle, like you're not, you've not been Miss Honesty for the last 10 years. Like you're just saying that now because you think Denise is lying. And it's like, at this point, that's not the issue anymore.
Right. Like, and it's the fact that like Denise isn't an angel. She's not. She's clearly lying. Like, it's not, it's a little obvious. Like, I'm not completely defending it, but she's not mean to the women. And she is not, like, the way she treats them is not poor. She's kind of just looking out for herself. The thing I don't like about what Rinna was doing is her demeanor. Like, she was like, really, Denise, really? And like, that is like mean what she was doing. And she was like digging almost. And she saw the tears in Denise's eyes. And Denise, I'm sorry, Denise was very funny with her shoes and her papers and her pens and everything all over. That was funny. But I kind of felt bad because it was kind of like she didn't know what to do in that situation. You can see she wanted to get out of there. She was... Let's be honest. All of us have been in those scenarios in life where we just don't feel comfortable in a situation and want to get out of it. And last night I like felt for Denise, like it was sad. And I'm just not over the way Rinna treated her. Ugh.
Yeah. Denise's fight or flight reaction was definitely activated there. And she was like, cause it was funny. Cause I looked at the clock when that happened and I'm like, we have like 12 minutes left of this reunion. Like,
she Denise, goes, I have work tomorrow. And everyone's like, that was so funny when she stuck her head back in. She goes, I have work tomorrow. Like, my dad does that. Like, he's like, I have to go to bed. I have work tomorrow. Like, Denise was at work technically. This is
what it's funny because then they're like, well, if you don't want to be here, why don't you just go do The Bold and the Beautiful and be happy? And it's like, that's what she's doing. Like, she was doing
she has another job.
Like, the reunion was the last thing on her contract and she did it because that's what she does. And then she left. Like, they're acting as if Denise was like miserable for 10 years. And it's like, no, she's miserable right now because of you.
Correct. Yes. They were like, why aren't you happy? She was like, I am happy. It was just like a mess. I was like, holy shit, you really do see people's true colors. Like, oh my God. And you're right. We have talked about this in the past, like Lisa Rinna owning it. Now she's doing this whole spiel of owning it where it's like her thing now. And we're like, okay, it's not cute though. Like it was funny at first, like own it. And now she's owning it so much where it's like, okay, like you owned it too much.
Well, but the thing is, yeah, it's like she's owning it, but not about anything that is really like consequential in her life that she, you know, like any kind of storyline she has is like about her daughter or about whatever. Like, it's like own it doesn't really mean anything anymore. It's one thing when she's saying like a specific thing and like, you need to own up to this, but now it's just like a catchphrase and it doesn't actually mean anything. And it's annoying that they keep bringing it up because it's like, shut up. Like, nobody's enjoying that when everybody's like, own it.
Right.
Own it. You gotta
own it. Can we talk about when the ultimate Denise fucking Richards? I can never remember. Or is it fucking Denise Richards? What does she prefer to be called?
Denise, I think she's done both.
Okay, so whatever. I'm sorry, when she pulls her phone out and is texting and on Instagram while videos are shown and while other people are talking, that was amazing. I'm sorry. There's no other form of disrespect. Like, she nailed it.
Well, and it's funny because I feel like most of the women practice their like active watching faces, because if you look when they show them watching the clip packages, like Dorit and Rinna and Kyle have like the most paying attention. They're like reacting to everything, showing all these emotions. And Denise, they did a split screen of Denise and Rinna, and Rinna's like, Rinna looks like she has never been more focused in her life. And Denise is like fully back in the chair on her phone. So good. She, you know, I love Denise. It's unfortunate, definitely, how this whole season panned out, but she still gave us some great moments. And, you know, that screenshot of her with the shoes and the papers and like 5 pens in her hand, I will remember that forever.
No, and the drink, you're right, when they did that double screen of her and Rinna, like, and hers was kind of an above shot, and they showed her balancing her drink and her phone. That is just me at the bar. Like, I'm not kidding. That is me in the corner. Like, when you don't want to put your drink down, like, you're drinking your drink, but like you're texting someone and you don't know, like, that is me. Oh, I miss those days. I haven't done that in a while.
I was just going to say, remember going to a bar?
No, No.
Any final thoughts? Oh, I guess we should talk just briefly about the Heather Locklear situation that Rinna brought up. So
of course
they were talking about Denise being a bad friend, and Rinna was like, ask Heather Locklear. And Andy was like, hello, hi, can you fill me in? She's like,
right. If you bring something up, expect to talk about it. Like,
so yeah. And so she tells Andy to Google it, which I think is just like annoying. Like, don't just throw it out there and then, you know, pretend that you didn't bring it up. So basically the thing is, Heather Locklear used to be married to Richie Sambora, and mm-hmm. Denise and Heather had been friends once upon a time. It's unclear whether they were like still friends or whether they had already had a falling out. And mm-hmm. Denise started dating Richie Sambora shortly after he split up with Heather. And the rumor was that Denise was the cause of their marriage ending.
Listen, in Hollywood, we will never know with any of these relationships, ever. We will never know. So I thought it was big of Rinna, though. Not for when Denise did her Lisa, like looking in the camera, and Rinna did end it, because Rinna could have, yeah, did I just do a good impression? Lisa,
that was good.
Thank you. And Rinna had every opportunity right there to expose, and she didn't. And she it did take just, a seat back and she said Google, yeah. But there was no reason to bring it up. Like, what?
It was such a random thing to throw out. That happened, I think, like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
It's such a strange thing that just like, it feels like she had that ready to go. And I, like you said, she decided not to sort of take it there the whole way, but she still said it. I mean, you don't just come up with that in the second. Like, you know, she had thought about, well, Denise did this, and it's kind of like with Heather Locklear and like that situation. And I could say that if she says this. And I feel like she kind of had that ready.
Right. Like, she, exactly. She had something in her back pocket where she's like, if I need this, how can I hurt Denise? And like, right. Who does that? You don't like, whatever, but not to mention, Lisa didn't like when a certain someone brought up her husband, Kim Richards. Should we talk about the husbands? So don't. What are you doing?
I mean, that's the whole thing with Lisa, is that it's like, she's entertaining and iconic and whatever, but it's like, when it comes to the actual like storylines, they're usually about other people. So that's Beverly Hills.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
I'm frustrated with Beverly Hills, and you know what? I'm frustrated with Below Deck Mad, too.
Well, next week, hope they have never before seen or never seen footage, which I'm always let down by no matter what show it is, because we know everything that happens. It's like, whatever. I'm not like, because if it was anything juicy, it would have been in the actual show. So it'll give us something to watch next week. I'm not upset about it, but here's to hoping Real Houses of Beverly Hills next year will be bigger and better, and a little bit of a shakeup with the cast, but who knows? Well, there will be, because Denise isn't coming back, but there will be more. Hopefully Sutton has a diamond. Anyway, one other thing, when they were like, okay, Sutton, thanks for joining us, you can go now. And she got up and left because she's not a housewife, but it was so funny. It reminded me of like when you're in middle school and something happens and you get called to the principal's office, like, because they just need your version of the story, and they're like, okay, thank you so much, you can go now.
It always frustrates me when they do that with a friend who was basically a housewife. Like, they do that with Tanya and Marlo in Atlanta too. Like, they do like one little segment without them, and then they're there for the whole time, and then they leave right before the end. And it's that's when you know it's like shady. It's like, let her stay for the toast. Come on.
I know, right? That was so sad. But anyway, moving on. Below Deck Med. Also, guys, we didn't talk about Below Deck Med the last week either, but there was nothing really that occurred other than we found out Jess can finally do laundry. So anyway, moving on to this week.
I mean, I would say there hasn't been a lot going on the last couple weeks. We have Jess and Rob being kind of a nightmare couple.
Yep.
I would never want to work in this scenario with them.
We are now seeing a little bit more of Jess that we haven't seen before. The jealousy side, I was like, oh my God, like, this is not a good, guys, like, this isn't a good look. I am not saying I haven't done that before. Of course I've been jealous of like a girl talking to a guy, kind of, not really. But like, you're in a very, very, very small enclosed boat. Like, you have to, for your mental capacity, you have to like really separate love and work, and that they are finding it very hard to do. And I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they're still together, and I think we can kind of see why. And then the other main thing that's happening is just that Tom is kind of a dick.
Oh my God. Like, okay, it's one thing. We've heard through the grapevine that his food actually is really good. Have we seen that on television? No. So like, who do I believe here? I haven't seen any of the guests enjoy his food. So like, how do we find out if he's a good chef? If your personality matches your food, which by the looks of it so far on the show, it does. He's such a complainer. He complains about everything. He didn't get the damn other kilo of muscles. And I was like, and then he has all his little everyone's running around being like, oh my God, we can't have Tom have another hissy fit. Let's fix this problem, while he's like throwing fucking pans across the galley. Sorry. Well, did I just want like a rant against Tom?
You know what frustrated me the most was, so they messed up with the muscle order, but then the provisioner ended up getting them the muscles and like bringing them to the dock. Yes. And when Bugs brought them to Tom, he was like, fuck off, like, I don't even fucking care anymore, like, keep the fucking muscles. And it's like, okay, I understand that you're like stressed, but you just blew up in Bugsy's face when she's literally just like, here's your bag of muscles.
Yeah, and also they were still at the dock. Like, it's not, they were sailing yet. It was a problem that was fixed and could have been fixed, and it was, like, it was just very bizarre. But we also see him get in an argument with Aisha, and like, she's that type of person where she doesn't get in arguments with people. She's an angel. And so the whole avocado, she was going in the freezer to get an avocado so she didn't have to bother Tom, because it was such like a small task. And the way he like yelled at her was like so mean. He was like, just give me the fucking avocado and whatever. And so Aisha's one to like call out people. She's like, what the fuck is your problem? Like, why are you yelling at me? And then she like walked off crying. I just wanted to cradle her. I just did the killing move.
I feel like we have more often than not, the chefs that we see on Below Deck shows are not the easiest people to get along with. And it's just like, it's frustrating because it's like, dude, you've been on this boat for like 5 days. You're only there because your girlfriend is there. Like, get your shit together. Keep it together, please.
Yeah. Can we also discuss, because I did text Dylan, that I forgot that Pete was even on this season. I forgot he was a part of the cast because when this whole thing happened with him, they, you know, he was still on it a little bit, but they were cutting him, like cutting off him and his face and like weren't doing as many scenes, but holy shit, did they do a complete change.
Yeah. I mean, kudos to the editors because it's really, it's remarkable. I mean, yeah, like you said, it took a few weeks to kind of, for them to kind of work through it, because obviously they couldn't just like drop him with no explanation,
right?
Like when there were ongoing plot lines. But yeah, the last few weeks he is like, you barely see him in the like the corner of some shots. I saw the back of his head when they were like carrying stuff. It's like, it's actually crazy because it really illuminates how big of a job the editors have. Because the fact that there's like 8 people on this boat and they can manipulate this footage in a way so that you forget that one of them even exists. And you know that there must have been storylines and, you know, specific moments
scenes,
and stuff
that
they would have included. I mean, even people that don't have a lot of drama on Below Deck are still like visible. So it's interesting. It's kind of like, it's a good thing because they're doing what they said they were going to do, but it's also interesting from a perspective of like, wow, they control so much as editors and like can show us whatever they want to.
Yeah. One thing that editors can't control though, which I forgot to mention, is this whole engine scenario, because they made this out to be like so dramatic, which of course, if anything, God forbid, happened, they would not show that on camera, I'm assuming. Like the other option this boat had, if they didn't fix that, would have been very ugly and like a huge mess. And the season, everything would have been over. The boat would have crashed. But like, it doesn't look it when you're watching, but like the boat is going faster than like you'd want it to, and it's aiming for like another boat or a brick wall. So like the engine, the power went out on this boat, which could have happened at any time, but it happened like in port where I was like, oh my God. But then they just randomly got someone like to fix it in 2 minutes. And it was like, okay, that was dramatic.
I mean, honestly though, it's like, I don't watch Below Deck for like the boat drama. Like I watched for drama on the boat, but not drama about the boat. And so,
about,
you know,
the boat.
It's good to have some boat drama, but I like when they resolve it quickly, because let's be honest, I care more about what's going on with the people below deck.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah, no, I agree. Dylan, so who was your Bravo Love of the Week of these shows so far?
Ooh, tough cue. I think I'm going to go with Sutton, because I feel that she was in kind of a thankless role as the friend of, and she didn't get to stay for the toast, which I thought, I know that's how they do things, but, you know, great first season Sutton, and I hope she's back, and I hope she is back full time, and we'll see what happens.
I agree with you. My Bravo Leb, I'm going to do what I did for New York too, is going to Garcelle. It was her first reunion. She nailed it. She looked amazing. She handled herself well. And then I guess in that sense, I can give it to Sutton too, because it was also her first. So.
And you know what? Garcelle did not go on that plane to New York City. And we still don't quite know why, but you know, who cares?
Who cares? Literally, who cares? So anyway, thanks for listening. We will be back tomorrow. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, join our Facebook group, and follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches.
Bye.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.